And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings. And we have Martin Levy from the Inland Saltwater Anglers, and Corey King is a Bay Bash Tournament angler, and just an all-around nice guy.
And a bud.
Having a fun here, talking fishing. And I want to make note here, I want to thank the San Diego County Ford dealers for, once again, our 2026 sponsorship of Let's Talk Hookup all year. Thank you, Mark Wheeler, and all the gang up there at the San Diego County Ford dealers. The whole group there really supports Let's Talk Hookup, and they're a lot of great fishermen. And Paul Dyke out at El Cajon Ford, of course, and the guys over at Mossy, Owen Mossy and such. I want to thank all of them and all the work that they do for here. And they also want to thank them for, they're going to be big sponsors of the PCS show in Del Mar,
too. Hey,
so,
that's cool.
Ford's going to be one of the big sponsors of that. So congratulations to Mike and Bill for attaining that. But I want to thank the big support to Ford and all that they do, and also making the best cars.
Yeah, I'm a proud F-150 driver, and I sure am stoked that they're going to be with us for another year, man.
Yeah, we have three Fords in our family, two Explorers and one Edge. So
we're a 150 and a 250 family.
Yeah, for sure. Well, having a great time here talking fishing, and it's time to continue our catch report, right?
You got it, man. The surf guru is standing by, and that's Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
We're doing a little inshore inland today, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
How about that, huh?
Hey, you know, sometimes that can be some of the best fishing along the coast. And we had some good time. You know, after those storms, those storms finally flushed out that funky water we had all fall. And so now we have a different playing field. We got a lot of cleaner water. And what's making things interesting is there an influx of bait now. A lot of small bait fish, small anchovies, small sardines moving into the surf zone, and that's really picked things up. Hook, Line, Sinker reported more halibut catches, several 28 to 31 inch fish, topped by a 33 inch fish. That's real nice fish. Out west is still doing it for them. El Capitan, Refugio are the best stretches there. But fish were caught to the south, Graveyard, Summerlin, kicked out fish. So nice spread of fish there, nice conditions. The perch bite was also good. Goleta was a hot spot. They checked in some 10- and 12-inch barred perch, so that's a good sign as we head through winter. Just Fishing reported good perch fishing off Hermosa. The grub bite was very good. Motor oil was a hot color. A few scattered halibut in there. Big Fish reported consistent halibut catches off Shoreline Drive. They also have a 32-inch fish at the Bolsa Chica Inlet, and you could catch a legal halibut any day of the year at that inlet. It's just one of those spots. Hogan's also reported good perch bite, Salt Creek strands, not as large fish, 4 to 8-inch fish probably on average, but a pretty good bite, grubs, gulp, that kind of thing working good. The big news, though, from Hogan's was they checked in a couple anglers caught and released two big striped bass, a 15 and a 20-pound fish. You know, with all these conditions changing, that was something to be expected, I think. What the layout has been is anywhere from, I'd say, hole in the fence to poaches all the way to Doheny, that whole stretch there, the birds have been working outside the surf line pushing the small bait. So those birds are holding, you know, but the problem's getting on them, you know. So the fish pop up down the beach, then they pop up in front of you. And so, you know, there's a little bit of luck involved, and it's a little bit about connecting. So, you know, the guys have been getting them on the swim baits. You know, I would suggest maybe because you're trying to pin them down and they're moving so much, a spoon and, like a crocodile or something will give you a lot more distance. But, you know, you see those fish wheeling in the surf line like that, and you see them pounding the bait. There's striped bass with them.
Jeez.
Wow.
December reports, Gundy, this is awesome. I love it. It's what I like. I don't know what I like more, when the surf fishing is biting full speed and it's reports from up and down the beach with great catches, or when things are slower in between, and then you pack the killer info in there. But you do such a great job with the report, and man, sure appreciate it. And I love hearing about stripers. I know that one really needs to put the time in to make it happen, but that's a And time is something that is not on my side right now with Wyatt and Waylon. But, man, I it's a big goal of mine, and it's mainly because of your reports to have a surf striper at some point. So I love it, man.
You know,
keep up
have,
the great work.
One of the elements that's different, Rock Hot, is that, you know, we have milder winters, you know. We're not getting these radical temperature dumps that we're normally used to. So as long as the temperature holds up, so does the fishing. You know, that's something to consider. I also had a friend send to me a picture of a striped bass taken. It was on a pier in Northern California, but it was almost a 50-pound fish, you know.
Jeez.
So those fish are definitely around.
So cool.
Wow.
Love it. Well, awesome, Gundy. Sure appreciate it. Thanks for all the hard work compiling so much info. And also, thanks for breaking us off little bits of gold there. We sure appreciate it, everything you do for us, buddy.
Now, next Sunday.
I love it, guys.
Next Sunday is our is our Christmas Spectacular. So are you going to have, like, a song or a poem or something about surf fishing?
Yeah. You give me some heads up, I'll come up with something.
Yeah, I know you will, Gundy. All right. Hey, Gundy, appreciate that. And have a great week, and we'll talk to you next
Sunday.
Always
a pleasure, gentlemen.
See you, Gundy.
All right. See you later. And that wraps up that portion of our Catch Report.
You got
tonight.
It, man. Sponsored in part by our great friends with the 2026 Bill Varney CCA calendar. You can get it at your local tackle shop or at surffishtackle.com.
And I forgot to say that in addition to this beautiful Bates reel today, we're also giving away a 2026 CCA Bill Varney calendar. So thanks to Bill for that. And you can get those at tackle shops all over the place. You still have them at Fisherman's Landing?
We do. It is like everybody's add-on Christmas thing. It's perfect. They're right by the counter, and they are flying. But they're the perfect thing. Yeah. Like, they're inexpensive. They have the best tide chart. It's
absolutely.
If we're talking bay bassing today, tide the single most important factor in bay fishing. It's the easiest heads-up. Yeah, it's awesome.
I look at my tide chart every day on the wall there, for sure. And you can also get them, of course, at Dana Landing in Mission Bay and other fine tackle stores, too. They have them all over the place. Let's jump into the phones. They're packing up. There's only one line open. You want to get through. It's 833-288-0973.
Jeff in Huntington Beach is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Awesome show, as always. And that spotted bay bass fishing, I tell you what, that's where all the kids grew up around Newport Harbor. Huntington Harbor, a little bit, mostly Newport on their kayaks, on the float tubes, and they've never stopped. They're always trying to catch that biggest body. And my question already was answered earlier about Corey's favorite way of catching them. But, that jig fishing, I'm the same, whether it's tuna, whether it's rockfish, whether it's spotties. That jig fishing is so successful. And I just want to throw that out there that for CCA, I heard they're adding spotties to the tournament. So that's awesome. And Corey, what's your favorite way to catch the big tuna? I know it's sometimes you're under gun if you do that high-speed jig type setup, but you do that as well. Thanks again, and I'll continue listening to this great show.
Great call. A lot of good questions in there.
I'm going to start with the big tuna. He's right. Speed jigging. You guys know I've fished offshore for 25, 30 years. When the knife jigging craze hit for the big bluefin, that's how I caught my 176. Was on a, you know, I think it was a 400 or 500 gram jig dropping down with a big heavy gear. Absolutely the best way, most high likelihood you're going to land that fish. A couple of years ago, I hooked up with some guys that they're known as the West Coast Jiggers. I think everybody's familiar with them. They make some great jigs. And, Mikey and James got me into the speed jigging. And the last two trips, I didn't even take my knife jig. I just took two different sizes of speed jigging rods.
Wow.
Once, and I am convinced, I actually hook and hand a lot on our trips. I rarely, on our charters, I rarely land the fish myself. I'll hook and hand because I want to make sure all of our friends and family.
Oh, well, I know the story, especially if you're using speed jigs. Here, you reel this in.
That's
you're right.
There you go.
Yeah, sure, right?
I grabbed one of the guy's rods and said, let's go get you hooked up. And, you know, I hooked him up. He pooped out partway through. He's like, here, you know, you finish it. I found that even with the heavy knife jig gear, the heavy gear, if you land that fish, if you fight that fish, similar to the way you're doing it with a speed jig, pointing the rod at it, just keep the solid grind, the fish come in so much quicker because you keep their head coming up. And so on the speed jig, you're putting I am not the expert. There's so many people that good mentors out there, James and Michael, Brian, all those guys, great mentors to me. Gavin on the boat, holy cow, he's an amazing fisherman. Not only in finding the fish, but the man hooks up. He'll stop the boat. You'll see everybody else doing their thing. Gavin will come down, make sure everybody's set. He'll go up and throw something off the bow, often a speed jig lately because he's really gotten into it as well. He hooks up every time. But if you get in the rhythm of the pump and you can get bit, but then if you learn how to fight the fish with that, I think it comes in easier. I really do.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I think you're right to a point. I think that there's a size of fish that becomes very difficult for most people to have a level of comfort. And it tends to flirt with around 120 to 150 pounds. And I think anytime the fish start to exceed that range, which is not often. I mean, the majority of fish that we catch are in that world or just sub there. And I think that once you get a little above that, I definitely don't know that I think it's easier with that tackle. Maybe there are times in somebody that's got the technique down where it could be equal to, but I don't know that it's safe to say easier with big ones.
Nothing's easier than the rail.
Nothing's easier than the rail.
Right? Especially for old guys like us, right?
I'm a rail rod guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the slow pitch.
But to Corey,
I wouldn't do the speed jigging.
The speed jigging is... Yeah. But it's not for everybody.
But no. To Corey's point, the speed jigging gear is very advanced, too. It's very torquey and it's very powerful, but it's also very easy for somebody to handle. And there's a lot to be said about that, too. Yeah. Not everybody is comfortable fishing with a big two-speed and a heavy rail rod. Right. And there's no doubt, my mind will never be changed that a positive, you know, side of 150-pound fish will be easier to wind in with big tackle. It just is. It is easier to wind in that size fish with larger gear. But there's also an element of fighting the tackle. And that's something that gets a lot of people, too, trying to turn the handle on a 50-sized reel that's wobbling back and forth and harder to keep steady and heavier and harder to get up and around and weave through the people. Like that's part of it also. So yeah, it all comes into play.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of experience with over 150. I've put several over 100 on the boat with 100 to 130, 140, and it works great. We had our June trip last year. We limited the boat. The smallest was 100 pounds. We had about 130-pound average. We had two over 200.
Wow.
A few of those. The 200s were on the kite, so you're definitely on the right gear with that, with the kite, so getting those. But
you're on a boat of killers with that Pacific Queen, though. Those guys, Gavin and his crowd there.
They're the best, man.
We're pretty blessed to be with them. We love going out with Gavin.
The one last thing to throw in with that, too, I think the same thing of speed jigging gear that I think of spinning gear. Like, it is very capable of taking big ones. It's not something that you can skimp on your budget when you're putting that gear together. You know what I mean? Like, so is that gear just as good in a lot of cases? It absolutely is, but you can't buy an inexpensive version. You have to buy
like that Shimano Osea jigger.
You have to buy the
killer.
You got to buy the best of. You got to buy a really good jigging rod. And you have to have a really torquey, very powerful jigging reel. But you do those things, you're right in the game.
Hey, I have one here for Martin. It says, "I love being a part of a good local saltwater. As a young adult, I was hooked on fishing. Our club started Freshwater Lakes 4 to 6 events per year with the same saltwater guys. It was super fun. We even did a couple of El Salto epic trips. Does your club do anything similar to that?" That's from Big Ed in Baldwin Park.
We don't, as a club, do any like El Salto trips. We're primarily
saltwater. That's why it's inland saltwater anglers.
Yeah. Individual club members go up to Havasu and and fish. Several of them have, places up there that they use, and they go up in smaller groups. But we don't organize any freshwater trips. We don't have enough freshwater fishermen to do that.
There again, though, is one of the fun things about fishing clubs, like Inland Saltwater Anglers, is you're there at the meeting, and although the club might not sponsor a trip down there, you might be having dinner with three or four buds that all like the same thing you do, and those three guys say, "Well, why don't we charter this bass operation, and we'll go down there and..." One thing you're guaranteed is you're going to be hanging out with like-minded guys that want to do the same thing.
Right. Well, in fact, we have a few guys that, in a smaller group, two or three, they go up and fish the Columbia River or the Snake River or go to Big Bear or, they say, they charter a guy for, a three-pack So we do that. And you're right. That's a great opportunity to meet people that are interested in doing that.
Totally.
For sure. You have a good text, huh?
I thought so, yes. Good morning, guys. What a great show this has been. I'd like to know a little bit more about registration for the club and also on the trips. As we're starting to get a little bit older, these types of charters are so ideal and a lot easier than taking out our own boat. On the charter specifically, do you guys offer gear? What's the food situation like, et cetera? That's from Charlie Lamorado.
We don't offer gear. I mean, friends will loan gear to people, if you know, especially if they're bringing a guest.
Sure.
Food is usually on the day and a half or the 2 days it's included in the package.
Nice.
Otherwise, you just fish, you know, through the galley, buy your food through the
right.
galley. And plus, you know, all the landings that we go to, especially in San Diego, they have great gear if you want to rent gear. There's
right.
no problem.
Which boats do you typically charter down out of San Diego?
We do the Pacific Dawn. We do
great
the
boat.
Apollo.
Wow.
You know, we've done the Fortune in the past.
Wow, all top of the line boats.
Yeah, we try to get...
Tough boats to get on, too.
Yeah. And so, you know, but we're limited in the boat because we put 18 people in the boat.
I love that,
you know,
yeah.
You know, so we can't get it. If we had more club members, we'd love to go out in a bigger boat. You know,
yeah,
but that's why we do limited load and we
right.
find a boat that has the appropriate size for our load that we could put on a
and
boat.
And you're picking very high-end boats that are mainly charter
yeah.
only, so
yeah.
if a guy's
yeah.
not able to, you know,
right.
this
yeah.
is a great way to get onto a boat that a lot of times you
yeah.
wouldn't be able to do
yeah.
otherwise.
And those boats out of Fisherman's, Point Loma, C4 Sport Fishing, they all have great rental
yeah.
gear.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah.
And then when we go out on the Fury, you know, again, we put
yeah.
18 people, you know, on
Dana,
a boat.
Yeah.
We could put... Well, the Eldorado, which is a bigger boat, we probably put 20.
And
you know,
when
we
you
don't
charter out of 20, when you charter out of 22nd Street, which boat do you go on?
I don't remember.
The Freedom.
We're looking at the Freedom right
yeah.
now.
Okay.
Doing the Freedom
yeah.
this year.
Great landing too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
If I can just put a quick plug,
sure.
For Fisherman's
yeah.
Landing Tackle, with our charters we do on the Pacific Queen, Carl in there is just amazing to deal with. You know, and on not only you know with the rental rods, the gear. I tell my charter people, because about half the people on my friends and family charters, it's their first trip. They don't have the gear, and they're all worried. I said, you will have better gear in your hands than mine. I mean, I've been collecting gear for 30 years.
And they keep it up.
And they keep it up. And then Rick and Brandon and everybody else in Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Brandon knows when I've got a trip coming up, because a month or two ahead, I'll say, okay, here's what I need. Can you put together a pack? So the charter people, that's one of the benefits of being a charter group. So you can go in and my... People who don't know anything go, hey, I need the Royal Hookup Charters pack. Can you get it for me? And they pull it out, and boom, and it's set, and Brandon
right.
takes amazing care of it.
I always chuckle when I see, because I've known Corey my whole life. You know, he's been a friend of the show forever, and I'll see Brandon working on some big thing where he's got 20 sets of something put together. Like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm working with Corey. We got a thing. He's got a group from Utah coming, and these guys don't know this. And so, and he'll just, yeah, like you say, like, yeah, I got this one has 15 people who have never done it before. And so Corey and Brandon work together, and they go, okay, well, it's been this size jig, and we've, you know, eddy bombs have been hot, so we want to get everybody a Midnight Rider, everybody with these hooks, everybody with these leaders, and they'll just put packages together, and Corey will just take care of everything.
And that Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth, all those guys are, you know, CalStar rods, Shimano reels. I mean, it's
yeah,
all
I mean,
top of the line. You know, all the gear is ready and set.
I am always blown away. Like, those guys, they made a... It was when this cycle of big tuna started happening about 10 years ago, where, you know, back in the old days when we were albacore fishing, you could catch an albacore on a 15-year-old Penn 500. As long as the drags worked halfway good and line went out when you put it in free spool, it was fine enough. With big tuna, good enough is not good enough.
No.
Like, it has to be right, so... Yeah, the investment is unbelievable. It's all Talikas and CalStars, and you know they're constantly changing. Like the fleet of gear at Fisherman's Landing, the rental gear, and I know it's the same at Seaforth and Point Loma, is certainly high end, but they're just constantly adding, changing,
yeah.
building. It's really
and
good
keeping
stuff.
Keeping it up for sure.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of going long range fishing, two opportunities.
Oh.
And they're almost gone.
Oh,
I look. I think there's only two spots left on the American Angler January 1st. 3rd through 13, 10-day trip with Ken's Custom Reels. I think only a couple spots left on that. I can't believe there's still a couple spots left on that. And then the Independence, 11-day, limited to only 24 on the Independence, right? Sunday, January 4th for 11 days. Both of those trips only had a couple of spots left. They were new charters, and they were completely open, and now they're almost full. So if you want to grab, this season is going to go down in history.
You're right.
There's no question about it. So if you want to go long-range fishing, this would be good opportunities for you to start the new year right.
Not only have we talked about how insane that wahoo fishing has been, what we didn't mention was like the quality of the wahoo, too. Like, it's some of the best numbers fishing we've seen in years and years and years, but I've never seen numbers on fish this big before.
And then you add in the tuna and the bluefin chances and the yellowtail. What a great variety trip. Great try. So, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com to secure that with Lori at the American Angler, and IndependentSportFishing.com, or you can call Paulina in the office there at 619-226-6006 for that Independence 11-day.
Don't go, though, if you don't want to spend some money on tackle. You're going to burn through some gear on this one. While we're biting,
visit Rick or go visit Dana Landing, go visit Johnny over there.
No doubt.
Either one.
You're going to go through some gear, man. It's biting. Well, hey, speaking of biting, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the Angler's Realtor, Yosef Husseini. And today, the catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make that reservation the second you book your spot. We got him. Yosef's on the line. Good morning, Yosef.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Doing great, man. The fish are biting.
All right, this is crazy. Right. It's still really good. And it's December.
I'm
up north. Exactly. Santa Monica Bay, everything biting. They've got a really good sand bass bite going on up there, as well as triggerfish. Still tons of squid around everywhere. There's still squid just outside of Huntington Beach. The rockfish fishing has been nothing short of excellent. It's a 14-mile bank, still producing tons of fish. There's guys actually out there fishing for sablefish and blackgills in 800 to 1,000 feet and doing really good. Big Bonito still running from Dana Point all the way down to La Jolla, Point Loma area. Real easy fishing. Guys are throwing feathers and crushing 4 to 10-pound bonitos all day long. If you want to take your kids out, this is a really good bite to go and pull on some fun stuff. Cortez Bank is still absolutely plugged with fish going off. They're smaller fish, like 15 to 25 pounds. I guess the Tribute was out there yesterday and limited by 9 a.m. Some other mentionable catches just off of San Salvador Knoll, a buddy of mine 2 days ago or 3 days ago, was out and he caught a yellowfin, decent one, probably like 40 pounds.
Come on.
And followed
really?
That up with a,
that's like,
with a 170 bluefin.
Oh! On the San Salvador Knoll, which is what, 40 miles?
40 miles? Yeah.
It actually inside the San Salvador Knoll, so it was closer than that. They were running to the 60 to go cotting, and they tripped on tuna on the way there.
Come on. How cool is it? It's the 7th and 14th right now. That's so rad. And they probably did it in beautiful weather.
It was gorgeous. It was flat. Also, there's 50 to 60 pound or 50 to 80 pound bluefin scattered around the 43 right now. So it's just ridiculous
so
fishing
cool.
still. And we should not have this, but thankful that we do because it's extended season. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Catching tunas in December, middle of December.
Yeah, and of course, Danny and the boys at FishDope.com have been staying on it, keeping you on the fish, even in mid-December here. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And I'm surprised you didn't mention your brother's solo swordfish last week.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty cool catch. Yeah, my brother went out to go do some boat work, and he figured he was going to drop for a sword, and, of course, he hooked one and boated himself. He said it was a complete mess, and
imagine
going nuts all over the boat, holding the bill with a towel because he had no gloves, but he killed it and so got it in the boat.
Attaboy.
So rad. Ollie. Good amazing. Job, Ollie.
Yeah. Hey, and how do we find you? How's the real estate market? It's wow, interest rates are going down. It's got to be picking up, huh?
It is, for sure. I'd say, like, the lower-level properties stuff up to about 800-900 is really starting to move again. Some of the higher-end stuff in the, you know, 2 to 3 million is still sitting a little bit, but we'll see that stuff start moving as these rates come down. I think, like, quarter two this year, we should be seeing some pretty good rates.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, how do we find you if we want the best in real estate?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can also get me at sportsmansrealty.com. On social media, I'm the Angler's Realtor. And if you want a free home evaluation, you can go to socalhomeeval.com.
Awesome. Well, great job as always, Yosef. Appreciate it. That's the best December fish dope report we have ever had on Let's Talk Hookup, man. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. Appreciate you always keeping us in the loop, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
See you, buddy. Right. Appreciate that. Hey, Summit Gasoline, that's the sponsor today. You know that. And they're by the Sports Arena in San Diego. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, and your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also the place for the lowest deal on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks, all for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, salad, frozen bait, and ice, too. Nearly half the price of all the others at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice. Also, you can get 100 pounds of ice for free when you do a 35-gallon fill at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices and fuel at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, Rick from Reno, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, is wondering, Corey, what's the biggest spotty you've ever pulled out of the bay, and what was the bait?
My PB is, I've caught 2 16-5s. Those are my PBs. There's guys that I fish with that have caught 18s and bigger.
Jeez. That's a big spotty. Now, how many pounds would that be?
I have no idea. Maybe two. Two. You know, we make the joke they're all 4-pounders, but yeah. You know, it was maybe two.
It's pretty tough to catch a legal spotty, right? 14 inches. That's not an everyday fish.
It's not an everyday fish, but if you fish hard enough, you figure it out. You hang out with the guys who know what they're doing. Teach me a lot. We in the Spotty Bowl tournament, our regular bags for the group called the Masters, which is kind of the high end guys. Their average bags last year for a 5-fish bag was about 74, 75 inches, which means they were all 14s and several 15s in there, but a lot of times we topped out. Last year, Bates Reels is one of the big sponsors of Spotty Bowl, and one of their big side pots they do is they give us a bunch of reels to give away. If you catch a 17-inch spotty, you get a free Bates reel.
Wow. So, no way.
And you can choose.
That's kind of like the Holy Grail, right?
It is. And you know, Spotty Bowl.
You haven't done it yet.
I haven't done it yet. And
knocked the door a couple times.
My 2 16-5s, they were not during Spotty Bowl. They were just this past summer, you know, trying to learn to get better.
And what did you catch those big ones on?
One of them was on, let's see, one of them was on a slow pitch jig right out here.
Wow.
Just dropping it in right here was a slow pitch jig. And the other one was, trying to think. It was a little tiny swim bait that I was casting on a free rig.
Wow.
Just that was a shore fish.
A shore fish.
All right.
Cool.
Fishing into the weeds.
Fishing into the grass. Finding the grass areas.
Spotties love grass.
You got to find the grass if you want to find the spotties, unless you're fishing a fly, because they love structure. Everything loves structure.
Describe a free rig. You said you're fishing a free rig.
Free rig is you use a sinker with a loop on the end of it. You put it on your line, and it just moves up and down. And then I fish an EWG hook, a Gamakatsu number 4, usually EWG hook, or a 2, depending on the size of the bait I'm using. You'll put that on there, and you'll cast it out, and you want to use something that has a tail, something that has something so it creates turbulence in the water as it's falling, so the sinker will fall fast. And then the free rig, the bait will fall a little bit slower. And so it comes down, and it's deadly on spotty. It's one of the ways that I really enjoy fishing. But
is Spotty Bowl only for kayak anglers?
No, Spotty Bowl actually is anybody. You can do any watercraft, and there's a shore division. In San Diego, we have 4 divisions. There's the Masters I talked about. They're the super, you know, semi-pro anglers. We have a pro division, which is you're really good, but you don't want to, you know, always lose to the same couple of guys that are winning the Masters. And then we have the division for people like me that are just kind of Joe average. We literally call it the Weekend Warriors. And so we're out there, all the divisions go, and those are watercraft. You can be on a float tube, you can be on a kayak, you can be on a boat, figure all those different things out. And then we also have a shore division, which is shore. Everything you have to do, you have to fish from shore the whole time.
Wow.
And we have, in fact, one of our best anglers that consistently catches big fish, turns in 76, 78, close to 80-inch bags every once in a while, is a shore angler.
Wow.
So you fish it hard.
Impressive.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and a whole lot more fun, too. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to buy and a great time for traditions, like loading up the Ford Explorer and going to Grandma's house, or taking on the day's projects in a versatile Bronco or Bronco Sport. Both have the capability, tech, and durability you need. How about making the big delivery with California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family holiday you're taking? Hurry in before this year comes to a close. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership with a great selection during the Ford's year-end sales event. The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing. Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time this has been already this morning, having lots of fun talking fishing, and it's a good show, buddy.
Yeah, I want to thank Martin and Corey for making the effort to come in. You guys, of course, have no agenda and other than promoting yourselves and your clubs and stuff, and we appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks very much. And let's jump into the phone.
They are packed and have been packed since the start of the show. Next up, we're going to talk to Jim. He's calling from Santee this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing today?
Good, Jim. Good morning.
Great show. And just like Frank predicted, he's money on. We went out on the premiere last Sunday and limited out Bonita. I caught a really nice sand bass. It's epic fishing right now, you know. And I just want to let you guys know you've got a great show going on.
Well, so thank you.
Be a part of it.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. And, Frank knows his stuff. You know, Frank's amazing. He's, again, like, you know, up there. Frank's, I think he just turned 81. Is that right? Something like that, 82.
Yeah.
He gets around like nobody I know. He's out. He's on everything all the time. He knows exactly what's biting, where it's going, what people are catching. and he stays on it.
My favorite is when somebody comes into the tackle store that maybe fished with Frank on the RP 30 years ago or something like that, and you know, maybe they've fallen out or they've buzzed with Frank a long time ago, and then they'll like casually say, just, does Frank ever come by here? It's like, Frank is here every single day, no matter what. They're before I am, usually, and just checking in, knows everybody, knows everything that's going on both the tackle store and the landing. And that's just us, you know. And Frank's also involved with Point Loma and Seaforth and everything. And, like, there's nobody.
One or the other landing all the time.
There is nobody that's more heads up, knows what's going on, knows all the issues, all the problems, all the good things, all the bad things, and keeps us informed. Like, half of our info, he just knows everything about it, man. When the boats are catching, he gets the word before everybody else. Like, it's just, he's the best. Yeah. He's an inspiration of a dude that is, you want to talk about somebody that keeps busy. Nobody's busy than Frank.
Yeah. Like Martin, you stay very busy.
I try.
Yeah, keep on it. Yeah. You have a great text?
I thought so. This is, good morning, guys. My quick question for Corey, with you in an affiliation with Gamakatsu, I'm wondering a little bit about swapping hooks on old irons. Curious if you had an opinion, split rings versus brazings, solid rings, etc. How do you recommend if I wanted to do a little off-season project on swapping hooks on new hooks on old jigs?
When I swap out, I'm always brazing a solid ring on. I'm brazing them.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do. You can get a torch at Home Depot. I use a little clip that holds it so I'm not trying to hold it with pliers or something. You can just braze it. A little bit of practice.
And you just get, like, brazing solder?
Yeah, you get brazing solder.
Uh-huh. And where do you find the brazing solder?
Home Depot.
Yeah?
You can get everything you need at Home Depot. It's actually not that difficult to do. A little bit of practice.
Or expensive.
Yeah, it's not expensive, and I swap out my hooks quite often.
So why brazing solder rather than just regular solder?
Well, I don't know if there's a difference. I just ask the guys at Home Depot, what do I need to do this? It's going to stand up to salt water. But I like the solid ring, the brazed ring on there, because on that off chance you hook something amazing, I don't want to risk having a big split ring coming out.
Gotcha.
I'm the same, too. Like, I had a fear of saying absolutely the wrong thing. I don't want to comment much, but I know that LT, who is our man, who we send all of our stuff to get brazed to, he usually talks about, I believe, and so, again, don't butcher me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he likes silver solder because it's softer and not as strong as a traditional, which I think a normal brazing is bronze.
I use a bronze.
I feel like I'm just talking about something I don't know.
Makes sense.
I know what I believe I hear the expert talking about. Yeah. So, anyways.
Good point.
That makes sense. Hey, if you want to get through on the phones, 833-288-0973. It's been a busy morning. Jeff's been keeping busy at the phones, but you can get through right now if you want to. And Joe in La Mesa has a question for Martin. He wants to know more about your Loretto trip, and can he get on it?
Yeah, the Loretto trip, is run through the Longfin.
Okay.
They control Tony Reyes, as far as I know.
And they also do Loretto trips too?
Oh no, the Loretto trip.
The Loretto
trip.
I thought he was talking about Tony. No, you thought Tony Reyes is the
Loretto trip. Spots are open. Basically, we put two people on a boat at Loretto. Right now, there's a group of 10 of us going.
Where do you stay?
I forget the name of the lodge.
Hotel, the marina.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Someone else is organizing.
I love Loretto.
And it's going to be in July, around the time of the Yellowtail shootout, but we're not participating in it. They could contact me, and I'll put them in touch for more information.
So they can join the group.
They join the club, and they could participate in the trip if he has him and a friend. They will get their own boat, and that's subject to the limitations of the lodge we're staying at. I don't know how many boats are still available.
Sure,
but the trip, as far as I know, will still have some
availability.
Some availability,
and that's in July when the fishing's hot and the weather's hot too.
Yeah, weather's hot, fishing's hot.
Such a fun place to go though. Loretto's easy to travel to. It's not too far. Fishing's great. Food's killer in town. That's a fun spot.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, "Good morning, guys. What a great show as always. I'm going on the first halibut run of the season at Adena Wharf Sport Fishing for their halibut derby. Corey, I was curious what jigs you think I might fish when everyone else is using live bait." And that's from Mark and Gwen. A point.
Disclaimer, I'm not the halibut guy. I'm still learning halibut and going offshore. But the guys that I do know first of all, they listen to Gundy because he knows what he's talking about, you know, with halibut, especially from the beach. But most of the guys that I know are using a swim bait and bringing it real slow. If they're not using live bait, live bait's usually the choice. But they're using some sort of a swim bait, some sort of a plastic, usually larger. The couple times that I've gone out and tried half-heartedly, because I'm usually targeting other stuff, but this is like a good halibut spot. I'll see it on the mirror. Okay, let's try this. I'll use one of Corey's big swim baits, the fluke. Maybe it's got a little bit of a tail to it. All I know is they're the biggest plastics in my box, and I'll put one of those on and sink it to the bottom and slowly bring it across. So,
Corey often talks about those slugs being very, very effective for spotties. You know, it's like a fluke type of bait.
He makes both, yeah.
Flukes
and slugs, both. I mean, Corey's funny too, because he likes fishing big baits. You know, Corey's a big bait and a big bite guy.
Oh, yeah.
What often sells the most are smaller baits, because guys are, you know, so often look at and associate with a smaller bait is going to net me more bites. And that's not always the case. But you're right. Corey makes a 3-inch slug, a 5-inch, a 7, and an 8. And all of them fish well. And I just know, because I've got so much, you know, I look up to Corey the way he fishes those things so much. But his biggest thing is you want to fish the least amount of lead head possible to get the job done. You don't need a lot of lead head to cast those baits. They're dense. They have a lot of plastic. They cast well on their own. And you want that thing to have that natural fall and glide in the water. You just don't want to weigh that thing and have it be a mud dart. When you lift it up, you don't just want it shooting straight down and head bearing in the mud. You want that thing to fall and twitch and do all those things the best you can.
Definitely. Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Hope everyone's having a good day.
Yeah, Chuck.
I know I'll be in a TC booth at PCS, Martin, so I will go ahead and touch base with you there and do a little more about maybe becoming a member of the club when I get up there.
Yeah.
Corey, I had a question for you. First, I'm down here in Long Beach, so, you know, I fish Alameda Bay in the Back Bay Marine Stadium area. Do you change your presentations, your baits, your methods and stuff if you're fishing from shore versus when you're on your kayak coming in and fishing docks that way?
Short answer is yes, but not a whole lot. I fish a lot more vertical when I'm on the kayak. That's where I fish more of the slow pitch, the submission type jigs, when I can fish vertical and I'm out. If I'm able to get out on a dock so I can fish vertical underneath that dock, I've had a lot of success dropping the slow pitch and other things. If I'm fishing any sort of a plastic or a swim bait, my presentation, the way I present it, is pretty much the same. The last few weeks, I call it getting back to my roots. The first year I did Spotty Bowl, I did the shore division because I didn't have a kayak. And Kevin, I give a lot of credit to Kevin Nakata. He taught me a lot. And he's like, look, if you can fish the grass from the shore, you can fish the grass.
Kevin's an excellent
anywhere.
Fisherman.
Oh, he's an amazing
offshore and inshore.
You name it. He's one of those guys that he can find a puddle on the side of the road and pull a fish out of it.
Yeah.
So. But, the biggest thing is practice and try different things. I'm changing up a lot. I'll cycle through 10, 15 different baits and styles and patterns. My kayak looks like a porcupine sometimes when I'm going out, because I'll have 6 or 7 or 8 rods. So I'm ready to try whatever's going to work, because, you know, some of the great guys that I fish with, I will be fishing side by side with them, rigged exactly the same, and they'll be pulling a fish off of every piling. I'm, what am I doing wrong? You know, and sometimes
it's why you look at bass, freshwater bass guys.
Yeah.
You know, same kind of deal.
Yes.
It's a skill.
But you got to cycle it up, and my big thing I'm trying to teach myself now is don't be afraid to change something out.
Yeah.
Because if it's not working, the fish are there. And if you're not catching them, you got to try something. Sometimes we're keying on 3-inch baits. Sometimes we're keying on 4-inch baits. Sometimes they're going on 2-inch baits.
Yeah.
You just got to find what's going to work.
There you go. Let's try and sneak in another phone call.
All right, you got it. How about we talk to Arnie calling us from Vista this morning? Hey, Arnie, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got just a quick question. The judge asked the question, one of the questions I was going to ask about you guys developing a spinning reel. But do they have any ideas about developing more saltwater style reels? And hey, Corey, tell you what, man, you're good. You're a great man out there, and I'm glad to know you, and hope your family in Utah is doing well.
Thanks, Arnie. It's good to hear from you this morning. First of all, I just want to make clear, I am not baits. I'm just a fisherman who loves baits and knows the people who are at the company. They are definitely moving towards saltwater. They've got the Salty Hundo. They just released the Salty Hundo 50. I know they're definitely, particularly with Kevin being involved, they're looking more at saltwater. They're great in freshwater. The salties are coming out. I actually use their non-saltwater reels, the regular Hundo. That was the first baits reel I got. Keep it clean. Follow what Ken talks about, Ken's custom reel about, you know, spray it off, rinse it, check it. If you do that, I pop mine open to take a look at everything about every 10 trips or so, you know, after rinsing it every trip. They're flawless inside.
That's cool.
I did switch out my bearings just because I wanted to and put ceramic bearings in my regular Hundo, and they're bulletproof.
And you said the Salty version comes stock with ceramic bearings?
I think they're ceramic. I know it's built for saltwater. I think they're ceramic built because when I had it upgraded, the guy who upgraded says he was putting in what they come with because he was the warranty guy for baits.
Cool. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Ernie, and Frank, thanks for all your help, too, and support of the show. Hey, I have a question for Martin about, I see here you have a lot of limited load charters, but in February you're doing a Colinette freezer special. Tell us about that trip.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We're finalizing it right now. I'm not sure what the final details, but we're running. It's going to be a day and a half trip.
Out of San Diego.
Out of San Diego.
Okay.
We like to try and do one of those every year, before the rock cod season opens.
Yeah.
And then we get a boat right at the rock cod season opens. Usually.
This year you might catch bluefin and yellowtail on that trip.
Yeah. We have to decide on that because it becomes a problem if people have in their head a rock cod special.
Yeah.
Yeah. So usually if we say it's going to be rock cod, we'll go for rock cod. If not, we'll tell them, be prepared. If the bluefin look good out there. We'll say, you have to bring multiple types of gear.
Bring the gear.
Those were always some of my favorite complaints at the landing when a boat would go to Colinette and catch limits of yellowtail, and guys would come up to them like, I want at least a rain check or a money back or something. This was BS. Like, I wanted to catch reds, and all we did was catch limits of yellowtail.
Yeah, darn, right? Yeah.
That's happened at our club, yeah.
And I also see that May through July you have trips for white sea bass, yellowtail, calicos. Yeah. Where, generally speaking, do you run those?
We run those. We'll be out of either 22nd or
Cisco's and Channel Islands.
Yeah, or Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
We run a few trips on the El Dorado out of Long Beach.
So you do a lot of variety with your charters.
Yeah, and like I said, and then depending, we'll probably do some out of Dana Wharf. We mix it up until the August time frame, then we come down to San Diego.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
And the advantage of being a club member is being able to go on these charters, right?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to come to the meetings. You just want to be a part of the charter.
And then when it's a charter, like there have been times when we're fishing Catalina or one of the other islands, and we're going for white sea bass, it's slow, and so the captain says, well, I could move, and we might get white sea bass there, or we could go over here and try to fish for calicos. So since a club trip, we just take a poll, and we decide what we're going to do. So, on an open party, you could get people start fighting with each other because they don't know each other.
Right.
So we make a collective decision. Let's give up on the white sea bass or let's go for them.
Yeah,
friendly.
So it's much more advantageous.
And so you welcome new additions to the club, to the charters and everything.
Yeah. And, on a club charter, the advantage also is if you're missing some tackle, they'll give it to you. Whereas, unfortunately, I've had experiences on open party boats where tackle wound up missing.
Yes.
From my bag.
But everybody knows your name on inland saltwater charter.
Yeah, and there's always people there that'll, I forgot to bring my 40-pound floral. Can I, I have some more.
Here.
I need a number two hook here.
I love it.
That's much better. On a
friendly
club,
group.
Much yeah.
Sounds like a fun group.
Yes.
For sure. You have a lot of women involved, too?
We have a few, and we're getting more women involved. We encourage, anybody to join women. Yeah. Yeah, we have a couple women that are fairly active, gone several trips a year with us. And we have one woman now young woman in her 20s, and I think now she's starting. She has a sister in her late teens, and might wind up coming on a trip.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. And I gotta say, hats off to clubs like yours. Inland Saltwater Irons, as many other clubs too, that support CCA, support Captain Morales Kids at Sea. You guys, it's an integral part of those organizations, mm-hmm. CCA California and Rallo, to have the fishing clubs involved in those.
Absolutely.
So hats off to you guys for your involvement with those and helping out at the shows and the events and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, I had a great text come through. It just popped off there. And it says, good morning, guys. I always look forward to listening to the weekend shows of Let's Talk Hookup. My question is probably for Corey, potentially for Martin. After hearing that you fish kayak and you fish with the Sea Samurai, do you think there's any chance in the near future, whether it be an inland saltwater trip or other, to do a mothership kayak trip out to San Clemente Island again? My first kayak mothership was aboard the Orion back in 2006, pre the Islander days. Looking forward to checking out your club. That's from Dennis in National City.
I'll just jump in. I've been asking for one of those as well.
Yeah.
And I always call Pete and ask because he's really great at he has the.
And I've talked to the new owner of the Islander. You know, John Noel sold the Islander and no longer runs those. They still have the swim step. They still have the capability to do those. He's open to it. It's a possibility. Am I going to organize one? No. But if you want to organize one as a club or something like that, I would approach the Islander and talk to them. And maybe talk to Ron Lane and try and twist his arm over at Fast Lane to talking to the new owner of the Islander. But those are fun. They're super fun. And I really think it would be best if, like, some kind of a club that is involved heavily in kayaks approached them and said, hey, we want to charter the boat and we want you to do a kayak trip. That's the way to make it happen.
Nothing gets yeses like a group of guys with money in hand wanting to make it happen.
Saying, here's what we want to do. And especially, like, if you do it when they're a little slower. I mean, the problem is the kayak fishing at San Clemente is good when the fishing is good, too. So, I mean, the month... April, May, not so good over at Clemente because of the wind, you know. But as you approach into June and July and September, October, good months. But it's also
I don't think you have any chance of making
it'd be very, very
only because the amount of equipment that needs to be hauled on and off of the boat.
October might be an opportunity if they don't do long trips. I like October, be great month at Clemente because you have weather like this, right?
But it's also the single best month of tuna fishing.
That's true too. So
and the boat is likely chartered and full and all that kind
of stuff. There are the issues. Yeah. Is that they're already full. They already have charters, but. I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Never.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
And things change.
Totally. You know, speaking of charters, I know we mentioned it last week or the week before, but that Poseidon just came over to Fisherman's Landing.
Where was
a brand
he?
New boat. They were at H&M Landing, and now running out of Fisherman's Landing, and a great new rig and all that. The reason I mentioned is when the boat came over, they did like a crew fun trip. A couple guys from the landing went. They did a day and a half trip and went and fished Clemente. Just like we've been hearing Mike talk, I mean, the fishing was spectacular. They had limits in a few hours in the morning, and because it was so good, they put the boat up online. So now they're doing Friday departure, day and a half. So if you want to go bluefin fishing, I know Mike was kind of the last outstanding opportunity to go, so I just saw that they popped that up.
They're going to do that. Fishermanslanding.com.
Friday night if you want to go.
Friday night.
You got it.
This Friday. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, hey, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new baits reel. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. How fast did that go by, man? Hey, big prize today. Some lucky person's going to win themselves a brand new Bates reel. Corey's going to do us the honors, flip that coin. Today we have a texter, and congratulations, Adam in San Diego. You are going to love that new reel, buddy.
All right, congratulations, Adam, and thanks to all the callers and the texters today. And Martin, thank you for coming in, making the trek down here to promote Inland Saltwater Anglers. And Diane, your wife, is here, too. We appreciate you bringing her, too. If somebody wants to join the club, how do we do it?
They could contact me by phone, call or text at 909-912-9995, or they could email me at love2fish, L-U-V, the number 2, F-I-S-H, 007 at gmail.com.
All right. That's a great, great one. And then, of course, the Inland Saltwater Anglers, the website?
There's a website, inlandsaltwateranglers.com. Fishiswhack.com.
Okay.
And then,
Corey, how do we get a hold of you?
Real quick, the easiest way to get me is through my Instagram, direct messaging, Royal Hookup Charters, or you can go to spottybull.net for more information about Spotty Bull.
Great. Thanks to Jeff. Thanks to Adam for all they do. We'll be back next Saturday. Bo Down Matt, Brandon from Two Fish Jigs, Sunday the Christmas Spectacular with myself, Rick, and Corey. We'll see you then right back here on 97.3 The Fan.